Another name for the border surge is the Corker-Hoven Border Security Amendment. Republican Senator John Hoven of North Dakota is one of the authors.
This is a bipartisan effort to secure the border as a first step in comprehensive immigration reform. That is what this is all about.
Hoven put security triggers into the bill that must be met before opening a pathway to citizenship.
Before illegal immigrants can get to a permanent legal status, a green card status, we have tough requirements that must be met to ensure the border is secure.
The surge amendment was a key reason Republicans in the Senate voted for the bill. It called for border drones, 20,000 more Border Patrol agents, 700 miles of border fencing, a mandatory national E-Verify system, and a biometric system at the nation's ports. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat of Vermont, says the $46 billion deal was disappointing.
Reads like a Christmas wish list for Halliburton.
Leahy said he was sure there were federal contractors high-fiving each other over the agreement.
And this package is border security on steroids. Some are calling it a surge. That military reference makes sense because it is going to militarize hundreds of American communities in the Southwest.
San Benito, Texas is one of those communities. About 100 border residents turned out on this rainy morning to protest the plan. Hector Guzman Lopez says border residents are frequently stopped and questioned by the Border Patrol and sometimes taken into custody for long periods of time.
There's been ridiculous cases where the Border Patrol go into a poor neighborhood and set up checkpoints and start like asking people questions, you know. Of course, the community is going to be terrorized by them.
The Border Patrol says it's just doing its job, enforcing the law. But when border residents find themselves in trouble with the Border Patrol, they frequently come here to LUPE looking for help. LUPE stands for La Unión de Pueblo Entero, an organization that helps farm workers. The waiting room is decorated with posters of the founder, Cesar Chavez, and it's crowded with folks waiting to talk to an immigration expert. One woman who wouldn't give her name since she's in the country illegally says it isn't fair that she's been in Texas for years working hard, cleaning houses, paying taxes, and staying out of trouble. She's worried what doubling the size of the Border Patrol will mean for her and her family. Annabelle Salamanga is a case handler at LUPE. She says the people here are following the immigration debate closely, but they feel caught in the middle of the political tug of war.
They don't agree with what's going on, but they also are very torn because they need a comprehensive immigration reform, but at the same time they don't want to be negotiated for something that big. It's not a fair trade.
Opposition to the border surge in the Rio Grande Valley isn't unanimous, but there's enough disapproval to have captured the attention of the region's local congressmen, like Democrat Filemon Vela.
Just the symbolic nature of constructing more fence along the border, a country with whom we have such great business relationships, doesn't make any sense.
Vela, along with fellow border representatives, Democrats Henry Cuellar and Beto O'Rourke, are talking about voting against the border surge if and when it comes to the floor in Congress. However, that may not be enough to prevent the surge from passing in the Republican-controlled House. In the Texas Rio Grande Valley, David Martin Davies reporting.